You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys, I know this is a popular supporter take. I don't think Wyatt got benched because he was nice to Shador.
I don't think so either.
Because Joel didn't get benched for doing like a similar thing the next week.
Yeah, no, I don't think this is anything to do with Shador, but it certainly doesn't help the idea that you should be trying to protect Shador as often as you possibly can.
Oh, no, it's a galactically stupid idea to do a platoon at right guard specifically.
I'm just trying to figure out what the win is.
Not a rookie center, but with a center who doesn't have a lot of actual on-field experience in the NFL.
Like at least a couple weeks ago when they were trying to make it Tevin Jenkins, it was like, all right, are they trying? And it didn't make sense then. I'm just trying to rationalize it. None of it makes sense. I can't figure out where they're coming from and why they continue to do this, except the idea that they know they're not going to pay Wyatt Teller long-term, and they're giving him just a drastic and big middle finger and saying, screw you. It's not great. Don't love any bit of it.
Sorry, I was making sure I was confirming my burger order with Coach Riz for Monday.
Coach says we ordered both pretty good burgers. I've had burgers from this place before. I've always been impressed. I think you're going to like it. He went expensive for us with burgers.
Yeah,
though.
We like this.
He did not go cheap. Now, is it a bad move? I always like to be a go with what everyone else is doing type guy in many ways. Like when he says, get a milkshake, because everyone has a milkshake. But right now, I don't want a milkshake because I'm going to eat horribly this weekend, and I know by Monday I'm going to try to be better, right?
Then you can eat horribly again on like Thursday?
Yes. But like Monday, I'll be dialed in. Okay. I don't know why it doesn't make sense to you. Isn't it clear? I'm not like, it's so many holidays that are coming up. There's so many opportunities to eat bad and to have bad food. And like Monday with you and Coach Riz isn't that opportunity.
What's going to win?
What do you mean?
One day or 12 days of crappy eating? Like how much can
It's not 12 days. The whole goal, what we're trying to do here is I'll eat good tonight. Tomorrow we're going to an all-you-can-eat sushi/hibachi place. That's going to be a wrecking ball. Okay, so like I baked in Saturday night's going to be spent. And then probably, I don't know, Christmas Eve. And then Christmas is going to be spent. And then like that's it. That's like three bad days.
Yeah.
We can't turn it into four bad days.
Yes, you know that's
No. The mindset's good right now. I can't mess with this.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm like,
you're just going to see me drink a peanut butter milkshake on Monday, and it's going to be rough for you.
I want to go with you guys because you're all doing the milkshakes, but like
all
it's just
cool
going to absolutely wreck this. No.
All the cool kids are doing it.
If this diet doesn't work, if this one doesn't work, Nick, and I know they never stay and they never work, we might have to make some serious changes.
You know what
in
you
life.
Have to do?
Some serious changes.
It's a lifestyle change.
I know. That's what I'm trying to balance out.
I'm
trying to make this a lifestyle change.
Which is basically just a diet, but forever.
No milkshakes.
Okay.
I got a milkshake. I could gladly cut out.
Does that mean I get two milkshakes?
Order a milkshake you the milkshake that I was going to have?
This good of a burger and two milkshakes and this heart monitor would be Dunsky by about 7 p.m. on Monday.
I will definitely order another, like my milkshake, will pretend it's my milkshake and just slide it over to you. But if I was coach, I'd probably be insulted if I saw that happen.
The song My Milkshake is really making this conversation go poorly.
The one that brings
now,
all the boys to the yard?
I mean, that's all that's playing while you keep just saying my milkshake, your milkshake, the many milkshakes of afternoon drive. What would a win do this weekend? I almost said this Wednesday. This weekend.
Yeah, probably not much.
Oh, I disagree. I think it'd be a good sign. I don't know. Again, like 6 months from now, does it matter? No, but...
Okay, as long as we can agree that 6 months from now, it won't matter.
But do I think a win this late in the season, coming off the way you played against Chicago, do I think that's a nice sign? Yeah. I think it means that more guys showed up than not, and I think that's a positive. I don't necessarily think it saves Kevin's job, but does it make me feel better that there's enough guys understanding they got a future in Cleveland and there's still enough guys here to be competitive in these games? Yes.
I mean, I just don't want to watch what we saw last Sunday. But the Bills are the type of team that they let bad teams come into there and be able to beat them. The Dolphins game is what I'm thinking about. That Dolphins game, they lost by 20 points in that game, 17 points. And they were 8.5-point favorites entering that one. And Miami was on life support at that part of the season. And Miami was the much better team that day. Early on in the season, they lost to a Patriots team that hadn't yet really figured out what type of team they were going to be yet. Like the Bills are susceptible to just falling asleep at the wheel.
But here's the thing. Like, I understand.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And what you're saying, if they win, it's impressive. Because I don't think you would do this, and I know I wouldn't do this. I'd be really annoyed on Monday if the takeaway from the Browns beating the Bills this weekend is, well, you got lucky. No. This coming off the Bears game, you're supposed to lay down. You're supposed to get beat by 30.
Showing some fight would be good.
I've not heard somebody say this game's going to be competitive this weekend.
I don't think anybody thinks it's going to be competitive this weekend.
Exactly. So, like, that's the expectation. So no matter how it looks, if the Browns win, that means you wouldn't have fumbled the win, something you did against Tennessee, which is something you've done a few times this year, no matter who the quarterback is.
I mean, the Bills held off Dalton Kincaid today, and he didn't practice, and he's been dealing with some things. And hearing Sean McDermott talk about it, it almost made it seem like, yeah, don't be surprised if Dalton doesn't end up playing, mainly because they just don't have to take this game that serious.
Well, it's because they've got James Cook and
this game just doesn't. They don't feel like they need their best tight end in order to go ahead and pull off a win in this game. Think about how damning that is.
The funny thing is what this. And again, I want the Browns to win. I want Shador to play well. At the very least, I want Shador to play well in this to be a very competitive game where Buffalo hits a walk off field goal, but the Browns cover and it looked really good, right?
The Titans game.
You look really good. Yeah, but now
you hated that scenario.
Well, yes, but I'm now coming off the Bears game. we're striving for competitive. Like
we're back to competitive. It's fun. Okay.
It also helps that it's the Bills, right?
Yeah, that is like different.
Losing to Tennessee, I know, that's pretty dunderheaded.
You've always said, though, there does become a time where you flip in the idea that you have to win every game. And I thought that maybe that changed for this year, because this year you have Shador playing, and it feels like they just need as many wins as they can get. But I didn't know if this was a you changing. Like,
no,
this is the, like,
I want
to
win.
There was no flag raised at half mast when I came into the station today being like, Nick has changed his mind. You know, he is at a spot now where he's ready for the Browns to lose.
I want to win, but given the fact that nobody's suggesting it's even going to be competitive, being competitive in this game and being competitive because of Shador would be significant. But I look at this, and it's funny, if we had talked about this game 5 weeks ago and you lay out the scenario, not necessarily with the Shador part, but you just lay out the scenario. The Browns are a 3-11 team. That we're inching, maybe hurtling closer to firing Stefanski. I would think to myself, by God, that man's going to Lovie Smith you right out of a top two pick.
Where he wins the game and then it just takes you out of it.
I no longer have those fears.
No, because he's going to do something stupid. He does something stupid every single week that just takes you out of this. Or the special teams does something stupid.
It's not that. If you win, guys, I don't think you're getting the number one pick. I think right now everyone... But maybe the Raiders and Giants are fighting for the number two pick. I think there are two teams that will actually have a real chance of getting the number one pick. I think everybody else is fighting for the number two pick. So
yeah, the two teams that have lost eight straight.
And once again, it's a one quarterback draft. So who do I care if they're the second pick or the fourth pick or the fifth pick? Like, there's going to be a wide receiver if you're the 10th pick. There's going to be a right tackle or left tackle if you get the 10th pick. Like, I don't care about draft positioning. Win. Yeah. Because it would just make this different. Like, them winning this late in the season is different. It shows something. I don't know if it saves Stefanski, but it shows something.
And beating the Bills is different than beating the Raiders.
And I don't think a win against the Bills is going to save Stefanski anyways.
I don't think there's anything he can do to save his season.
Like, if he goes back to back wins,
he wins
the next three games, he gets to six wins.
This convo's also done with the idea that he might be safe regardless. Doesn't matter what happens over the next three games, and he's safe. There's enough people that are putting that around these days. I think that's obviously not true, but there's enough people that believe that Haslam's not going to make any change.
216-474-0092. What would a win do this weekend for the Browns and Kevin Stefanski? And we lead off Quick Hits with an interesting take on your Cleveland Browns. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.